Just a few years ago, when Monsignor Schumacher was seeking to raise funds about a possible renovation in this church, and then explaining the different parts of the renovation, when he spoke of these two communion rails, he wanted to teach people that the point of the communion rail in this renovation isn't so much that we would receive Holy Communion on our knees with our mouths open as they did some 30 or 40 years ago, but that the two rails would act as a demarcation. It'd be some solid structure that would be hard to miss, but when you see that structure, would distinguish the holiest part of the church, sanctuary, levels up to the tabernacle from the nave. Nave, sanctuary. And it's in the sanctuary where Jesus is. Now, he didn't just make this up. Read the Old Testament. There's instructions in numerous books given to our forefathers, Abraham, Joseph, Noah, about how to build particular things because building has meaning. Nevertheless, if one of you would have this desire of deep faith and piety and approach us as you distribute Holy Communion and get on your knees on the rail, we would certainly give it to you. You'd probably be judged. You'd be looked at. You live in Western North Dakota. We don't like to do things differently. We're conservative. Having said that, the church doesn't teach against receiving Holy Communion that way. You're more than welcome to. This is not a homily on how to receive Holy Communion. It's a homily on the small things make a difference. And some of us, myself included, fall into this mindset that being nitpicky isn't of the gospel. God's nitpicky. He sweats the small stuff. Little things that are insignificant to you and me matter to God. God's not about fireworks. He's not about circuses. He's not about performances. He's not about popularity. He's not about fame. God is about simplicity and how small things make a difference in our lives of faith. In today's gospel, we hear the most famous, the most used, go to Hallmark, you'll read it on every other card of faith, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that all who believe in him may not perish but may have eternal life. The most infamous, the most prolific gospel verse was written by John only in response to the question by Nicodemus. But who the heck is Nicodemus? Do you guys know who Nicodemus is? Neither do I. No idea. No idea who Nicodemus is. Because he gets about two lines of fame in all four gospels. Jesus said to Nicodemus, friends, the gospel begins with the question that is left out. It's just the way the church spliced the gospel. A question by Nicodemus. But we miss that. Because even in our lives of faith, we want to be famous. We do the big things, the non-negotiables. It's easy to go to Mass. It's easy to pray. All those little things, though, God's not nitpicky. He is. When you read the lives of saints, they are utterly convicted. God sweats the small stuff. And so should we. In Lent, you, perhaps like me, wanted to do great and glorious things for God. And that's a good thing. Don't give up. I have sweat and toiled along with these elementary kids to give up ketchup. I haven't had ketchup in 3 weeks. I'm miserable. But so are these 10-year-olds over here, because we're doing it together. But what about all those other things in our lives that we look over? I preached a few weeks ago about maybe as resolutions for Lent, we don't do such big things, but little things. Get to Mass 2 minutes earlier. Don't run out of Mass when it's over with. Even better, don't leave before it's over. Say little prayers here and there throughout the day. Say I love you one more time to your spouse every day. Tell your kids you love them, not by sending a text. Pick up the phone and call them. Write a friend from college a letter. Do something small in the eyes of the world that in the eyes of God is touching and devotional. If you look to the gospel, friends in Christ, it began with a very simple act, Mary's yes. It ended with a very simple act. No, not the death. That followed. The death of Christ only happened because Jesus, like his mom, said yes to God the Father. And throughout the whole history of Christianity, you have people who seem big, impressive, popular, famous, but they do rather small things with great devotion. So whether or not you receive Holy Communion on your knees, do it, don't do it. That's up to you. But with three weeks left in Lent, do something small for God. Something small. Something insignificant. So that you, like me, perhaps, can be in this little group of people that St. John writes about. This group of people that he says, everyone who believes in him may not perish, but might have eternal life. Through our small works of love, that eternal life can be ours.